From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Carnegie Deli is bringing its trademark cuisine to Greene County. The now-shuttered restaurant operated near Carnegie Hall in Midtown Manhattan for 80 years. It was announced last week the company has now launched a new partnership with Wyndham Mountain's catering partner, Centerplate. Wyndham will be the first ski resort to offer Carnegie Deli delicacies and the first establishment in the Hudson Valley to carry the Carnegie line. Carnegie Deli brand director Marissa Flynn said, and I quote, "The way the Carnegie Deli sandwich is built, the way it's constructed, really sets us apart from any other sandwich in the world," end quote. She added, and I quote, "It's because of the height. It's gargantuan. They're skyscrapers just like in Manhattan," end quote. In addition to its famous pastrami sandwich, other hot items on the menu include the oversized corned beef sandwich, cheesecake, and potato knishes. Wyndham Mountain is offering Carnegie Deli items at the Seasons Restaurant and Mountain Express Cafeteria for both dine-in and take-out. Centerplate Executive Vice President Sal Farolo said Carnegie Deli is a New York tradition. He said, and I quote, "We are continually thinking of fun, new ways to excite people, and what better way than bringing Carnegie Deli, an authentic New York fixture, to the skiing and snowboarding community of Wyndham," end quote. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Edward McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced February 17th a mass vaccination site will open in Albany at the Washington Avenue Armory, run jointly by federal and state entities. A minimum of 7,000 shots a week will be delivered at the site. Three other sites are opening in Yonkers, Buffalo, and Rochester, joining the two mass vaccination sites already operational in Queens and Brooklyn. All six are designed to reach, and I quote, "socially vulnerable communities," end quote, meaning predominantly people of color who would otherwise have less access to the vaccine and are on average more distrusting of it. Cuomo said of the federal government, and I quote, "This is a very big and aggressive effort to address vaccine hesitancy in the black community, and I thank them very much for that," end quote. He added, and I quote, "You are going to see a lower vaccination rate with the black community. Part of it is access, but we are working very hard on access, and part of it is hesitancy," end quote. He acknowledged that the current system of vaccine distribution is a headache for the millions of New Yorkers seeking shots. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan announced Tuesday, February 16th, a new initiative that would give 100 county residents a universal basic monthly income of $500 apiece for 1 year under a pilot program intended to analyze the impact of a guaranteed income on individuals' lives and behaviors. Ryan announced the initiative in his State of the County address, which was pre-recorded and shown on Facebook due to social distancing concerns stemming from the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The Basic Universal Income Pilot Program will provide the guaranteed monthly sum to specific eligible county households from May 1st, 2021 to April 30th, 2022 for a total of $6,000 per recipient. The initiative is a partnership among Project Resilience, the University of Pennsylvania's Center for Guaranteed Income Research, Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley, and Ulster County Savings Bank. The money will come from Project Resilience and Community Foundations, and the bank will set up bank accounts and provide debit cards. Ryan said in an interview, and I quote, "We're really excited about this. What we're really trying to understand is there a better way to get relief to people coming out of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic," end quote. Eligible participants must income qualify to be selected via a lottery system run by the University of Pennsylvania. Those chosen to participate must agree to share information, including how they spend the money, with Penn's Center for Guaranteed Income Research. In the roughly 14-minute budget address, Ryan outlined his vision of resilience and renewal for the upcoming year that he said he will use, and I quote, compassion, ingenuity, urgency, equity, and economic justice, end quote, to guide the county from the, and I quote, darkness and difficulties of the past year, end quote, to a future that is, and I quote, better, stronger, and more equitable. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.